Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS speaking, how to describe a person you want to work or study with. Are you preparing for the IELTS speaking test and wondering how to tackle the topic, describe a person you have met who you want to work or study with? This comprehensive guide will provide you with valuable insights, sample answers, and expert tips to help you excel in your IELTS speaking exam. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we dive into the specific topic, let's briefly review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, Long Turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Now, let's focus on how to approach the topic, describe a person you have met who you want to work or study with, in each part of the test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this part, the examiner will ask you general questions about yourself and familiar topics. While the main topic we're discussing may not be directly addressed here, you might encounter related questions. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Sample question 1. Do you enjoy working in a team? Band 6 to 7. Answer. Yes, I generally enjoy working in a team. It's a good opportunity to share ideas and learn from others. However, sometimes it can be challenging to coordinate schedules and reach agreements. Band 8-9, answer. Absolutely, I find teamwork to be incredibly rewarding. Collaborating with others not only allows for a diverse range of perspectives, but also fosters creativity and innovation. That said, it does require strong communication skills and the ability to compromise, which I believe are valuable traits in any professional setting. Sample question 2. What qualities do you look for in a study partner? Band 6-7. Answer. When looking for a study partner, I think it's important to find someone who is reliable and hardworking. It's also good if they have different strengths from me, so we can help each other. Band 8-9. Answer. In my experience, the ideal study partner possesses a combination of qualities. Firstly, I value someone who is diligent and committed to academic excellence. Additionally, I look for a person who has complementary skills to my own, as this facilitates mutual growth. Equally important are traits like open-mindedness and the ability to provide constructive feedback, as these contribute to a dynamic and productive study relationship. Part 2, Long Turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some prompts. Here's a sample cue card related to our main topic. Sample cue card. Describe a person you have met who you want to work or study with. You should say who this person is, when and where you met them, what qualities they have that make you want to work or study with them, and explain why you think working or studying with this person would be beneficial. You will have 1 minute to prepare and should speak for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample answer. Band 6-7. Answer. I'd like to talk about a person I met at a university seminar last year. Her name is Sarah, and she's a fellow student in my field of study. I was immediately impressed by Sarah's intelligence and the way she articulated her ideas during group discussions. She has a very analytical mind and always seems to ask thought-provoking questions. What makes me want to work with Sarah is her combination of academic skills and personal qualities. She's not only knowledgeable, but also very collaborative and supportive of others. I've noticed that she's always willing to help explain difficult concepts to classmates who are struggling. I think working with Sarah would be beneficial because we could challenge each other intellectually. Her strengths in research and analysis complement my skills in practical application, so I believe we could produce high-quality work together. Additionally, her positive attitude would make the process enjoyable and less stressful. Band 8-9, answer. I'd like to describe a remarkable individual I had the pleasure of meeting at an interdisciplinary conference last summer. Her name is Dr. Emily Chen, a brilliant researcher in the field of renewable energy. Our paths crossed during a panel discussion on sustainable technologies, where I was immediately captivated by her innovative approach to problem solving and her ability to articulate complex ideas with remarkable clarity. Dr. Chen's passion for her work was palpable, and it resonated deeply with my own academic interests. What makes Dr. Chen an ideal collaborator is her unique blend of technical expertise and interpersonal skills. She possesses an encyclopedic knowledge of her field, yet remains approachable and open to new perspectives. I was particularly impressed by her willingness to engage with students and early career researchers, demonstrating a genuine commitment to mentorship and knowledge sharing. The prospect of working alongside Dr. Chen is incredibly exciting for several reasons. Firstly, her cutting-edge research aligns perfectly with my aspirations in the field of sustainable energy. Collaborating with her would provide unparalleled opportunities for professional growth and the chance to contribute to groundbreaking projects. Moreover, Dr. Chen's collaborative approach and emphasis on cross-disciplinary work would undoubtedly foster a dynamic and stimulating work environment. Her ability to bridge the gap between theoretical research and practical applications is something I find particularly inspiring and would greatly enhance the impact of our joint efforts. In essence, the opportunity to work with Dr. Chen represents not just a chance for academic advancement, but also a pathway to making meaningful contributions to a field that has the potential to shape our global future. Follow-up questions. How important do you think it is to have similar interests with the people you work or study with? Band 6-7, answer. I think having similar interests is quite important when working or studying with someone. It makes communication easier and helps in understanding each other's perspectives. However, some differences can also be good as they bring diverse ideas to the table. Band 8-9, answer. While shared interests can certainly facilitate collaboration, I believe the true essence of productive teamwork lies in complementary skills and a shared vision. Having similar interests can undoubtedly enhance rapport and ease communication, but too much similarity might lead to groupthink. The ideal scenario, in my opinion, is a balance between common ground and diverse perspectives. This dynamic interplay of ideas often sparks innovation and leads to more comprehensive problem solving. Do you think it's better to work alone or in a team? Band 6-7 answer. I believe both working alone and in a team have their advantages. Working alone allows for more focus and personal responsibility, while teamwork brings diverse skills and ideas together. The best approach often depends on the specific task or project at hand. Band 8-9, answer. The choice between individual work and teamwork is highly context-dependent. Both approaches have their merits and potential drawbacks. Working independently can foster deep concentration and allow for rapid decision-making, which is particularly beneficial for tasks requiring intense focus or creative expression. On the other hand, teamwork harnesses collective intelligence, promotes cross-pollination of ideas, and often leads to more robust solutions, especially in complex, multifaceted projects. The optimal approach often involves a judicious blend of both methods, leveraging the strengths of each to achieve the best possible outcomes. In my experience, the most successful endeavors are those that strike a balance between individual contributions and collaborative efforts. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. How has technology changed the way people collaborate in work or study environments? Band 6-7 answer. Technology has greatly changed collaboration in work and study. We can now easily share documents online, have video meetings, and work on projects together, even when we're in different places. This has made teamwork more flexible and efficient. Band 8-9 answer. Technology has revolutionized collaboration in both professional and academic spheres. The advent of cloud-based platforms and collaborative software has transcended geographical boundaries, enabling real-time cooperation on a global scale. This shift has not only enhanced productivity, but also fostered a more inclusive environment where diverse talents can contribute regardless of physical location. However, it's crucial to acknowledge that this technological leap comes with its own set of challenges. The constant connectivity can lead to blurred work-life boundaries and potential information overload. Additionally, the nuances of face-to-face interaction are sometimes lost in digital communication, necessitating a more conscious effort to maintain team cohesion and clear communication. Despite these challenges, I believe the benefits far outweigh the drawbacks. The democratization of knowledge and the ability to tap into global expertise have opened up unprecedented opportunities for innovation and cross-cultural learning. What qualities do you think are most important for successful teamwork? Band 6-7, answer. For successful teamwork, I think communication skills are very important. Team members should also be respectful, open-minded, and willing to compromise. It's also crucial to be reliable and meet deadlines to keep the team's work on track. Band 8-9, answer. Successful teamwork hinges on a constellation of qualities, each playing a vital role in the collective dynamic. At the forefront is effective communication, the ability to articulate ideas clearly, listen actively, and provide constructive feedback. This forms the bedrock of collaboration. Equally crucial is emotional intelligence, which encompasses empathy, self-awareness, and the capacity to navigate interpersonal relationships skillfully. A team member with high EQ can diffuse tensions, motivate peers, and foster a positive team culture. Adaptability is another key trait, especially in today's rapidly evolving work environments. The ability to pivot strategies, embrace new methodologies, and remain resilient in the face of challenges is invaluable. Furthermore, a strong work ethic coupled with reliability ensures that team members can depend on each other, which is essential for building trust. This trust, in turn, creates an environment where innovation can flourish, as team members feel safe to take risks and share unconventional ideas. Lastly, I believe that diversity of thought and the ability to leverage different perspectives is a hallmark of high-performing teams. When team members can appreciate and harness their differences, it often leads to more creative problem-solving and comprehensive decision-making. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To enhance your IELTS speaking performance, incorporate these advanced words and phrases into your responses. Synergy, synergy, noun, the interaction of two or more agents to produce a combined effect greater than the sum of their separate effects. Example, our collaboration created a synergy that led to innovative solutions. Complementary, commentary, adjective, combining in such a way as to enhance or emphasize the qualities of each other. Example, our skills were complementary, which made us an effective team. Rapport, rapport, noun, a close and harmonious relationship in which the people or groups concerned understand each other's feelings or ideas and communicate well. Example, we quickly established a rapport, which facilitated smooth communication. Paradigm shift, noun, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, working with her led to a paradigm shift in how I approach problem solving. Catalyst, noun, a person or thing that precipitates an event or change. Example, her innovative ideas acted as a catalyst for the entire project's success. Symbiotic, adjective, involving interaction between two different organisms living in close physical association. Example, our working relationship was symbiotic, with each of us benefiting from the other's strengths. Tips from an IELTS examiner. As an experienced IELTS examiner, here are my top tips for excelling in the speaking test. Practice regularly. Consistent practice is key to improving your fluency and confidence. Expand your vocabulary. Focus on learning idiomatic expressions and advanced vocabulary related to common IELTS topics. Work on pronunciation. Clear pronunciation is crucial for effective communication. Pay attention to word stress and intonation. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Elaborate on your points and provide examples to support your opinions. Stay calm and confident. Remember, the examiner is there to assess your English, not to trick you. Stay relaxed and showcase your best language skills. Listen carefully. Make sure you understand the questions fully before answering. It's okay to ask for clarification if needed. Be authentic. While it's good to prepare, avoid memorizing answers. Speak naturally and express your genuine thoughts and opinions. By following these guidelines and incorporating the sample answers and vocabulary provided, you'll be well equipped to tackle the topic. Describe a person you have met who you want to work or study with in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, practice makes perfect. So keep honing your skills and you'll be on your way to achieving your desired band score. For more IELTS speaking practice, you might find it helpful to explore topics like describing a subject you didn't like at school but are interested in now, or describing a time when you achieved something you are proud of. These topics can help you develop a broader range of vocabulary and improve your ability to discuss various aspects of your personal experiences and growth. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.